Welcome, gentlemen. Happy to hear your voices again. They sound awesome as usual.
Yes, indeed. I've been drinking and preparing for this moment my entire life. What's on the agenda today?
Quarantine extended, taking us into Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, good. We got to talk about Sean, the outdoorsman.
And by all means, give that fish a beer.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com. Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
What's up, gentlemen? How's Zappy's whatever day today is?
It's to end the Thursday, Friday, something.
It's one of those days.
Yeah, something like that.
Judgment Day.
Come God, I hope not.
Laugh and love.
Wow. In the normal world, I'd say, hey, you guys got big plans for this weekend?
No. Memorial Day. I mean, it's weird. You know, you give us the day off on a day that we're not going to work anyway. So I don't really know what to make of that holiday.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should be able to, like, bank the holidays we don't use while we're not allowed to go to work to then use them when we have to go back to work, but say we don't want to come back because we have holidays we haven't used yet.
Hang wow, on. That's some quantum that's gonna, physics right there.
Like, damn, dude, it's going to take me a second.
brain's firing tonight, man, on all cylinders, dude.
And of all the people to say it, it was Sean. I'm like, where
did that come from?
I'm thinking he's not drinking as much.
Yeah, I put down the bottle because I got a scare last week. Yeah. I had to go back to work.
Better sober up. Mom's here.
Yeah, I got a call. We were talking last week. I told
act
you I got a call
cool,
from the bar.
Sean, act cool, man.
Dude, they can't tell. It's cool, man.
Just walk real slowly to your room. They'll never know.
Yeah, I love getting the professional advice working with you guys.
Yeah, just don't say anything. Shh. It's all going to be okay.
The hard part is getting up and getting there. That's what sucks. like retraining my body to, like, have to get up and, like, drive to work that time of day, which after sitting here doing the morning show for my basement seems so unnecessary.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why.
And then we got the email on Friday that said we're not going back to work until, like, the beginning of September.
Yeah, so cheers.
Like, oh, my God.
We're working till then. We're just not doing it there.
Yeah, no, we will be continuing to work from each of our perspective
bunkers. Homes.
Yeah, bunkers, homes, my basement. You're in your closet, Greg. Sean's got some kind of palace built for himself. That I've seen on in various magazines and high-end TV shows. But
he even installed a misting tunnel.
King of the basement broadcasters. Ooh. That's a good idea. I got to squeeze that in next to the standing tanning bed.
Yeah. What kind of jerk would have a standing tanning bed? You want to lay down. Get a little nap. Take a load off.
Well, I'm a hard worker. I want to be able to do work while I'm in the tanning bed, and I have a stand-up desk.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit on that. We all know.
Can you imagine just getting a stand-up tan while working from home?
Yeah, we're throwing the flag on that one. 15 yards, dude.
No, that's at least know. That's like a 40-yard penalty trying to lie to us and tell us that you're a hard worker.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, you call bullshit right away on that. Like, dude. We know who we're talking to.
Yeah, I didn't hear a word you said after that. I was lies.
Yes, but now that's why, you know, I don't want to.
Lies.
Get that right. But
the good news, though, is I get to sit on the throne actually at work when I work from home because I don't have to share it with you people. When I say you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's just, I don't have to worry about that. Like, it's just like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom at work. I'm not like, well, if I hold it in, I can go at like 1:30 when I go home. Like, it's just, you know, free reign here. It's the perks of living at home.
Yeah, we don't have to poop. We don't have to deal with any of, you know, it was like clockwork around 9:30 in the morning that there was an individual who was very regular at the radio station, and there was no wall that could contain the funk.
Nope. That radio station, too, if you were a person who wanted to, like, not let it be known you're using the bathroom, there's not really a way to, like, there's just two bathrooms, and they're both, like, in very high traffic areas.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you're going to get caught. Like, there's not, like, I'm just going to go sneak and take a dump. Nobody will ever know. Like,
all right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you really, having been in that building, and again, Greg's been there for even slightly longer than I have, but the downstairs bathroom right outside of Tyler's office is the poop bathroom. That's what it is.
That's right.
Tyler catches you. He snipes you going in there sometimes. You got to like walk behind the pole so he can't see, and then you got to get in there and quick dip in.
But what you have to remember is that even if he knows who it was, it doesn't matter. It's still Tyler.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, pal. Now, here's another option for you that you may never have even considered. If you continue walking down that hall all the way at the end, there is another bathroom that no one ever uses.
Yes, I've thought of that one before. I've used that one once, but it falls out of my brain. I never really think to go do it again. Then I go back to just sucking it in until I go home.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just throwing that out as an option.
It.
Both of them downstairs in the sales area, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's just what I did. And again, I just dusted them. You could walk out of that bathroom right there where all the sales offices are, and you open that bathroom door, it's stinking, and somebody, you could lock eyes with a salesperson in a second. It's risque down there.
Well, I mean, yeah. All right. Yeah, but I don't care. It's still that is the poop bathroom.
Yeah, that's what it's. Got. You're absolutely right.
It's what it was installed for. It was for pooping, and that's it. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, you know, that our promotions people are right outside that office.
It sure is.
I'll tell you, if it gets bad in that bathroom, if you make a real mess. It also has a shower in that bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. So if you maybe were a little late making it to, you know, down there, you know, sure, you got plenty of you got some cleanup area. So
have you
good.
Guys ever had you found yourself in a situation? You guys have both been in that building for decades. Have you ever found yourself in the position of using that shower at any time?
No. And if I felt the need, I live like 7 minutes from the radio station. I would just, I would also have figured that I probably, more things than just me were dirty. Like clothes.
Is there a person who worked there? Is there like a story of an employee who always used a shower? Like Karen always used a shower when she worked here.
Really?
No, I'm just saying, is there I don't know if there was a shower person story from the years of you guys been there. Like, oh, yeah, that person.
The only person I ever knew of to take a shower in that bathroom was Tyler.
Really? Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. And that's current. That's now. That's now. Wow.
Other than that,
I mean,
no.
Just so we know, clarification, it's not a dirty shower. It's just random that there's just a shower at the radio station. Like, you'd have to be like for me, it'd be like my wife threw me up. Like, all right, I guess I'm sleeping at the radio station tonight. I'll shower here or something. Like, it would just be like a wild occurrence for that to happen, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with the shower. I've personally never used it. And I only know of one person who has, so... You know, and I don't care. You guys can all take a shower in there if you want. Together, it doesn't matter. I won't be there.
My old radio station over on Broad Street, they had a shower there, and nobody ever used it, but it was really dirty. Like, nothing like this one. It was like it's a bathtub shower. The one we have now is a, you know, stand-up shower. This is an old bathtub shower, just dirty cobwebs in it.
Okay, wait a second. So you could actually take a bath at the station?
at the station. You take a bath. And it was in the bathroom that all the jocks used, multiple radio stations. We all used it. There was just random things. There were like cans of paint in there.
Dude, that's almost worth cleaning the damn thing out and getting a bath in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Like, you just go soak for a little bit with songs. Like,
dude, are you out yet? No.
You never know, dude. That building over there has been, you know, as a radio station for years. So maybe somebody's done that. I never thought to. But a bunch of my hippie friends drove down from New York in a Winnebago to go to Bonnaroo. And I let them all shower in it. Like, here you guys go. Like, I was working nights at the time. And there was like, you know, seven dudes. They hadn't showered in 3 days. I had a random shower at a radio station. I had to work. It's like, sure, dude, come on, hang out. Like, there's nobody here. Knock yourselves out.
Nice. Move the paint cans.
I moved the paint cans to the floor next to the toilet. And they're probably still there to this day. He's probably cleaned them up. But yeah, it was just random because not everybody's job has a shower. And if, I don't know.
No, all right.
Interesting.
Shh. My wife just came in the man cave. Mathematics, history, civics.
Important information coming.
Not secret radio showers.
I don't even know what to say.
We're talking about pooping at the radio station.
No.
No. You kept saying stuff like mathematics, and I was trying to think of, is there anything that I can think of that has any intelligence whatsoever? But I had nothing. No.
No, probably not. You're closed.
No. I set a new high score on Donkey Kong the other day. That was pretty good. That's all I got.
How's your quarantine viewing habits increased, decreased over the last week?
Mine are trending way upwards. I've unpack Netflix quite good here recently. I quit drinking beers like, I don't know, 6 days ago. Now I feel like I felt like I've watched everything. Did Ozark? Yeah, well, I watched. Yeah, Ozark was my favorite of all things. Actually, my top three quarantines are the Jordan documentary, Ozark, and Tiger King. And those are my top three that I liked. And the show Dave was freaking awesome too. But then I also got into Money Heist. I'm into that right now. Shad, you guys put me onto that.
Yeah.
I'm season one, episode two, so it's a slow build.
Which way are you watching it? Are you watching it in Spanish or are you watching it with subtitles?
No, I'm watching it with they're talking in English, but the words are their mouth in Spanish.
And the subtitles are in Spanish. Okay, sure.
There's no subtitles.
You're learning something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning. Yeah, you know, so I was, you know, that's why I got that. I got Outer Banks. I surprisingly really like that show, Outer Banks. It's like a Goonies type, you know, teen whatever, but it was cool. I enjoyed it.
I think I started watching about 30 minutes of it, and I felt like this should be on Teen Nick.
It was a little young, but it got a little bit older as it went in. But yeah, dude, it skewed young, but it was just like a Goonies treasure hunting thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the vibe I got, so I turned it off and actually went to Teen Nick and watched iCarly.
I was going to say, I bet your kids probably watched Outer Banks. If you're like, yeah, that's my favorite show. Because I have to think, if you have like teenagers, like that's right in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, one of my kids, I don't know, they all look the same. One of them said something, you know, yeah, I watched that. I'm like, was that any good? It was all right. Yeah. Like, well,
I kind of the same review. It was all right.
I'm like, is it better than iCarly? Because that was pretty good.
iCarly was far better. I don't know, dude. Outer Banks is cool. I mean, what's weird about it is you got these kids who are trying to convince you that they're like 16 years old, but they're like clearly like 27-year-old actors. Like, it's just like you're not 16. But it's, I don't know.
We should be used to that by now. I mean, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John as high school kids.
Yeah, I guess. Try to make it more authentic, I guess. That's what I'm looking for. Like, that's kind of a stretch. Like,
you know, that's what the Tonys are going to do this year. Instead of running the Tonys because of the pandemic, they can't have it. So they are going to show a sing-along of Grease on CBS.
Gotta be kidding me.
No.
What a stupid idea.
Well, what, wait, were you mad? You were going to watch the Tonys? Like, either way, I feel like you were going to tune in.
Yeah. And I, right.
You know what? You
and I watch the Tonys every year.
You are right. You make an incredibly good point. It would have been just as effective to put a blank screen up for 2 hours. And I still, there's nothing I would have watched. No.
No. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, they're going to put that on instead of the Tonys. But I was like, I wouldn't watch that channel at that time, no matter what you put on there. So, somebody will like it. Maybe. Greg, maybe. Are you going to watch it?
No. No. I've seen Grease enough, and I've been under the influence of certain alcoholic beverages where I have sung Grease karaoke, but I'm pretty much done with Grease.
Yeah, never saw it. I'm probably not going to start now.
What do you mean you never saw Grease? You're married.
Yeah, but what makes you think just because I'm married, my wife likes Grease? She was more of a Hairspray.
Because she's a female.
She liked Hairspray. We're a different genre or a different era.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Grease, like Saturday Night Fever, like I think I went to a play. Like, yeah.
What do you mean your wife liked Hairspray? That's like in the top 10 worst movies of all time.
According to whose list? Yours?
Yes, the only one that counts.
I'm going to Google top 10 worst movies ever and see if that comes up.
Now, don't get it confused with the original worst. John Waters film. This is the musical Hairspray is musical. What Sean is referring to.
Which is even worse.
I didn't say I liked it, but I'm looking for.
Now you're defending. Now you're trying to defend her. There's no defense of this. I'm sorry.
There's no Hairspray. I just don't think it's. I think that's just a wildly, that's the one of the worst movies ever. Top 10 worst ever. It could be.
Well, it was a John Waters movie. They're all terrible.
Well,
think of a good one. Wasn't Crybaby another one? Wasn't that piece of shit?
Yes.
Wasn't that
Crybaby?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Worst movies of all time: Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, Son of the Mask, Jack and Jill, Battlefield Earth, Super Mario Brothers, Last Airbender, Spider-Man 3. And here we go for the top three. Number three, Catwoman. Number two, Batman and Robin. And number one, which is awesome, The Twilight Saga.
I've never seen any of the Twilight movies. Never.
Now, this can bring this back home for you, Boner. My wife is a huge fan of the Twilight movies, so she does have terrible taste.
All right, let's before I say anything else, let's talk about something else. Anything else?
Well, are you a big Twilight guy?
No, nobody like. No, Twilight, dude. Twilight is that other terrible movie you mentioned. I can't talk about it anymore.
Well, these all agree to be on the list. So look at Hairspray, not there, but
but it should be.
I didn't make the list. I'm just reading it to you.
I know. Well, don't worry. I'll send you my list.
Good. I'll send you. Right. Then I'll send you my list right back, and Saturday Night Fever will be on that bitch.
That's fine. What a stupid film that is, too. I didn't like that movie.
That's how we got in this rabbit hole by you.
Nobody said anything about Saturday Night Fever.
Or whatever, the Grease Lightning movie, all those.
Grease. Just plain Grease.
What's the difference between the two?
Grease Lightning was a song in Greece. Go Grease Lightning. Come on, man. Don't you know anything?
And Grease Lightning was the title of a movie about the very first African-American NASCAR driver.
Yes, starring Richard Pryor.
Correct. That's right.
Oh, see? I do none of that. None of that.
Come on, man.
I do. I'm getting educated. That's why, we look up to our elders. They school us.
Yeah.
I've got a lot to learn, gentlemen. I'm here to learn. You guys have a lot of knowledge from years of wisdom to pass down to me.
I think you just called us very diplomatically.
Yeah, he did. But, he's right. I do have an incredible amount of wisdom. If you want, bring over your little school desk you know, and I will learn you some stuff.
I'll show you some wisdom, kid.
That's right.
Pack a lunch.
That's right. We don't serve lunch here. Oh, no.
Oh, not at the Bone Palace.
No. Open your trapper keeper. You're about to get schooled.
Yeah, man.
I bet you had, like, big anarchy symbols on your trapper keeper.
No, I did. I didn't. No, I did not.
The anarchy route.
No, no. I'm. You know, I like rules.
You could eat. You're funny.
Yeah. Nah. You know, I like rules. They're good for other people.
Yeah. Stay out of my way.
That's right. Rules, and that's what I've always said. Rules are for other people. Yeah, they don't generally apply to me. And also, rules are for people who need them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I just don't.
No, I'm doing just fine with my rules.
Yeah.
Some are, my rules may not go inside with the real rules, but there may be some crossover.
Well, I mean, when you say it's against the rules to kill people, I'm like, well, that's a fine rule.
I did not need that rule,
but I didn't need it. That's what I'm saying. You know, so, yeah. You know, rules are for other people. I didn't need that rule. I was cool. I wasn't going to kill anyone anyway. So I'm good.
I'm going to kill you. Oh, wait, there's a rule. Oh, sorry. My bad.
Not going to do it.
Right. Running down the street naked is against the rules. Okay. Well, I'm nowhere close to proud enough of this bad boy, you know, to go running down the road. So that ain't happening.
That ain't happening either.
A, it involves running.
Mm. Bingo!
Can't do that.
Yeah, this doesn't work for me on all sorts of levels.
No freaking way.
It goes against all the things I believe in, you know, not being proud of this. I don't like to move real fast, work real hard, or lift anything heavy.
Yeah, which is why we have this job. It checks a lot of boxes.
Exactly. You know. No, I'm just trying to sit over here and make fart jokes.
I enjoy air conditioning fart jokes, exactly.
So this weekend, man, I'm kind of excited about it. We're going to do this quarantine thing from a different house. We got an Airbnb or a vacation rent to buy. We got a lake house on the Chickamauga Lake, like doing like a Chattanooga like vacation.
Wow.
We're like, yeah, like it's just getting a lot like staying here and the kids want to do something and everything's been canceled. So we're like, if we had a lake house, that'd be awesome because we'd feel like we were on vacation. But we don't have a lake house. So then we looked up if we could rent one, and you can.
And really?
They follow the CDC guidelines. They have it disinfected, this, that, the other thing. And yes, we're going to pull up Friday afternoon, and then we're going to hang out through Monday afternoon. It's got like a fire pit, comes with fishing poles, kayak. So yeah, I'm going to get this Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to try to make it feel like Memorial Day weekend at the lake.
Have you ever in your life fished?
Ah, yes, and I'm terrible at it. I was just telling my kids we need to bring gloves or a friend.
Because, gloves? Are you scared of the fish?
Yes. No matter what shape or size, I don't want to touch it.
Oh, my God.
This will be so much fun for your kids. Please tell your wife to videotape everything.
I wish my buddy was here because he has a lake house, and I don't know, like probably like 7 or 8 years ago, I went with him, and we were fishing on the dock, and like I'm drinking a beer, got the pole, and I'm fishing, and he runs up to get more beer. While he's gone, I catch a fish, pretty big guy, like probably like, you know, foot and a half long or whatever it was, you know, whatever. But I'm reeling in, and I'm like, shit, as it's coming, I'm like, I realize I am now in charge of taking this fish off the hook, and I don't want to be in this position. So I'm just like slow playing, like reeling in, like, where are you all those beers? I'm almost out. Like, I didn't want to, like, panic to make him seem like I needed him to get the fish off, but I just slow reeled it in long enough that as soon as he got down there, I pulled it up, and he took it off the hook. I took the beer and watched him.
Wow.
The professional moves. It's a professional move right there.
Didn't you have a sister who could have helped you growing up or anything?
I was a Boy Scout, dude. I got a fishing badge and everything.
How?
Fishing ear? Fishing ear?
I'm more of a noodler.
Oh, grab the catfish by the hands. Okay.
I want to use my whole arm, not just my fingers. I'm more comfortable that way.
He grew up in New York. It's more of a, you know, I give you 50 bucks, you give me my fishing badge. You know,
but I grew up next to the Hudson River, dude. If we caught anything, like, all we did is just cut the line. Like, we weren't eating it. Like, we would just take the fish and, like, we're not good fishermen. We did not obey by the right fishing rules. So anytime I pulled anything out of the Hudson River that was on a hook, I just cut the line and sent it back in it.
Huh. Yeah, way to go. We killed them all.
Well, if you ate anything out of the Hudson River, you are immune from coronavirus, I'm sure.
One time I remember I was fishing and I had pulled the fish up out of the Hudson River and the fish is, you know, on the hook, like hanging out. And my friend took a beer and just poured beer in its mouth because it was like wide open. And then, you know, beer started going through the fish. We threw it back in and it was the happiest little fish I've ever seen swimming away. That sight is in my brain forever. Like, he was so happy. He was doing like 360s. He did a jump out of the water and swam away. He was so lucky.
Right. And then he pulled out a little umbrella and floated up into the sky. It was just the happiest thing I've ever seen.
He was a happy little fish, man. He loves Budweiser.
Right.
Budfish.
Probably the cleanest thing he's had in his throat in his whole life.
You're like living in Hudson River water. Next thing you know, you just get a Budweiser and you're like, wow, what is this?
Wow. This is fresh and clean. Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Like I'm saying, that was the happiest fish I ever saw swim around. He was just gone, dude. He was smiling. But yeah, dude, I'm not exactly a fisherman. My dad is a gigantic outdoorsman and he's a big hunter. I wanted to play sports that like the other teams knew they were playing, so like I wasn't much of a hunter, much of a fisher. I had a very bad case of ADD, so I couldn't do those things.
Yeah, so you're pretty much a disappointment to your father.
Yeah, he says all the time, I'm not his and he needs a DNA test. Maury!
Why, Sean, do you have to be such a disappointment?
Why? Tell your mother all the time you're not mine. Like, but I am exactly like, I guess, most kids. Like, everything my dad did, I just have done the opposite. He's a country music guy. I love hip-hop. I can't stand country music. He loves hunting and fishing, and I'm baseball and football. I don't know if I didn't do it on purpose. I love my father, man. We had an awesome time, and credit to him. He put down all those things to teach me how to do the sports I liked. He was my baseball coach, football coach, picking up after every practice. So it's just, it's wild, man. But so I'm trying to take that same approach with my kids. They don't have to be into what I'm into. I'm going to support whatever they want to be into.
That's stupid.
Here's Boner's book on parenthood right there.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. Back, like, it sucks. Like, everything my dad liked to do, I was like, yeah, it's dumb. Like, he just, you know, he ended up liking the things I like, so it worked out. But he still goes hunting all the time. He just never got the hunting bug.
And he tells all his friends while he's out there about to shoot something. My little pansy son wouldn't shoot a deer.
No, he's I would too shoot scared a deer. Of him. I told you take me hunting, you give me a gun, you promise I could shoot a deer in like a minute, I'm there every weekend. I will be the best hunter I can. You want me to sit there all day Sunday? I can't. I'm like, can I be on my phone, check football scores? No. Like, what am I supposed to do sitting in the woods all day on a Sunday? And why do I want to do that? And I got to walk like 7 miles to go sit there.
And now we get to the bottom of it.
It doesn't sound fun at all. Like, if you took me to a place to hunt and they were like, I know this can't happen, but it was like a baseball field and I was in the bleachers and there were just deer out there and I could just shoot at them. Fun.
Yeah, there's a shoot off of Top Golf right there. Yes. Right next door, Top Deer.
Yes, that's another brilliant idea. Give me a hunting style version of Top Golf.
Top Deer.
We all get guns, we lay down and just snipe deer.
Right.
Nice.
Well, I know for sure that we will not be having PETA sponsor any of our podcasts soon, as we have given fish, beer, and we have asked to play snipers with living deer.
Not
that
me.
Was all allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't want anything to do with that because I love animals.
I love animals too. I clearly love animals.
Mm.
I wish that fish was a cartoon and could talk. Because it would come back and it would tell you guys what an amazing time it had. It probably went to all its other fish friends. And they were probably all by that cove swimming around for weeks to come, hoping they would get caught by me again.
No, they weren't. That fish was drunk as hell and he got eaten immediately. Because he didn't see the bigger fish coming. He's like, dude, I'm hammered. And then that was that. He was lunch.
But then, so. Then the other fish that ate him probably got hammered because that other little fish in the circle of life. So I don't know. I feel like it was good for the Hudson River.
Okay. If that's what you think.
What a spin zone that was.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, that's what we'll go with that. Cool.
All right. Well, you know,
it doesn't have to be true. It just has to sound legit.
Yeah, these poor homeless alcoholic fish wandering the streams and sewers of New York right now.
Yeah, all your fault.
Yeah, hey, man. I'm sorry.
You got a beer? Yeah. No, man. I'm underwater, jackass. Oh, sorry.
This is a goldfish that swims around in just like a 40 of Old English. He just like that's his water. Like his water, like a fishbowl, is just beer, and he just swims around in the beer. Like you just have to, you know, when you change a fish's water, this particular fish, when you bring him home, he lives in a bowl of beer.
Bowl of beer.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my beer like that. Fish, you want a beer, you get your own damn beer.
You guys done any other outdoor activities? I mean, I'm going to go fishing, and I'm going to be terrible at it. And I already warned the kids. I don't want to touch the fish, but I want to catch them.
So your children will learn how to handle fish.
Yeah, unless there's like, hopefully there'll be like a nice neighbor or somebody who's like close by who's just like also fishing. Who I can be like, oh, dude, I got a fish. And I'll just pretend like I don't know what I'm doing. And I'll like, you know, manipulate
pretend?
Him to take.
What do you mean pretend like you don't know what you're doing? As if you did know. You don't know.
You know enough. Like if I was out there and I caught a fish and I could take it off the hook, I just wouldn't enjoy that part. Like I just don't want to. Like there's things in life I can do. I just know I'd rather not do them, have somebody else do them for me if possible.
Right. Well, maybe your wife can help.
maybe
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
She'll be inside watching Hairspray.
Yes, that's right. We got a busy weekend lined up. It's gonna be wild.
Oh my god.
Last weekend we went cardboard sleigh riding.
I did see that. That was cute. I saw the pictures on Facebook. You know, you showing the kids doing that. That was great.
Yeah, it's fun, man. That's
what is that? Cameron Hill or
Renaissance Park?
Renaissance Park, yeah.
Like I think now they built those hills on Renaissance Park. It seems like for that activity, which is taking cardboard and sliding down a hill on it and pretending you're sleigh riding. Which is fast. It's awesome because coming from the north, you know, we actually had real snow and sleigh riding. But I think now that I've wrapped my brain around after living it so long, I like the southern sleigh riding, I think, better than real sleigh riding for a lot of reasons.
Your shoes don't get wet.
Yeah, you don't get your hands don't get cold. You don't have to wait for it to snow. You can just go whenever. You go fast. We actually took real sleds. I didn't know what I was like. Oh, let's take real sleds. Maybe they're better than the cardboard. I sprayed WD-40 on the sleds, Chevy Chase style. It flew. It was awesome. But the cardboard, I think, goes a little bit better on the grass. Even with the WD-40, I still would go with the cardboard. But I tumbled right off that thing and just went tumbling down the hill. I really rolled like 40 feet.
Did you have a Rolo with you?
A Rolo on a belly roll?
No, while you're rolling down the hill. While I'm rolling down this hill, I remembered I had a Rolo. Well, no, it was a commercial. That was all right.
I had Mentos.
The fresh maker.
Yeah. And then when I got to the bottom of the hill, I pulled them out of my pocket like, you need one? And I was like, you did it on purpose. Act like you've been there before.
Fresh maker.
Yeah. Right. And then you winked at them.
Yeah. I did it on purpose. Y'all see anything good on Netflix? We may have talked about that already. Did we talk about the acid show?
What acid show?
It's a documentary.
Have a nice trip. And it is. celebrities, Anthony Bourdain, Carrie Fisher. I just realized both of those people are dead.
Ben Stiller's in it. Ben Stiller had a bad trip.
Yeah, Ben Stiller. All these celebrities talking about their encounters with psychedelics, be it mushrooms or LSD.
Wow, no one asked me.
I want to do it now after watching this documentary. It's pretty wild. They give you like the full playbook on like if you've never done it before, not you know condoning do it or not, but if you watch this documentary, you can make up your own mind, and it kind of gives you like an instruction booklet on how to do it, which everything they address in the documentary is pretty much every reason why I didn't do it.
Apparently, you're not supposed to look in the mirror if you go on a trip.
Yeah. If the zipper's opening, just go with it. Go with the zipper. Like, there's a...
All right, I got to watch this show. Yeah, it's see what.
It's going to make you want to go to Bonner with me and just do some mushrooms.
Easily.
They're all saying other things you shouldn't do or, like, ever trip, like, in a city because, like, the taxi cabs are going to kill you. They're just angry. Other things I found fascinating, movie-wise, they had this one guy, and he was like, every time I watch a movie and somebody's tripping, they always make it seem like it's like the fish-end lens, and it's nothing like that. And this guy, I forgot who it was, but this guy tripped a million times, and he's like, the only movie that actually got it somewhat right, he's like, there's a scene in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp when the carpet in the hotel starts moving, and it starts to like crawl up his leg, and he's like, that is the most accurate description I've ever seen on this big screen about what tripping actually feels and looks like, and they illustrate it pretty well in that movie.
Far as you know.
If you watch this movie, it takes, and it's slanted towards that, but it takes the stigma off of, you know, everything that's surrounded with LSD and magic mushrooms. And if, like I said, if it's something you're into and you do it safely, there's a lot of people that, you know, Sting is just all about peyote, dude. He'll tell you to go do peyote for days. Like, that guy's loves his peyote. There's just... people have found all kinds of things by tripping, and it's not just about acid or mushrooms. It's also about MDMA and what's that other one, Greg? It's pretty powerful drug. Tim O'Leary or Tim Conley did it. They're like 500 times.
Tim Conway, Timothy Leary. Tim was one of those guys.
Let's bring the LSD in.
I was that guy who played Dorf, you know, Dorf on, or was it another guy?
Dorf on God. It might have been Leslie Nielsen. I don't know. You should watch it.
What the? Okay.
Follow me for more movie reviews.
More history with Sean coming up.
Yeah. Believe what you want. I'm not trying to be accurate. I'm just trying to be, you know.
Entertaining.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And I'm only making jokes about LSD because I don't know a thing about it.
Not me neither. I just was like, yeah.
That stuff's illegal. And yeah. I don't condone this behavior in any way, shape, or form.
Drugs are bad. Don't do them.
That's right. Terrible.
No matter how cool a Netflix documentary it seems it to be, you still shouldn't do them because they're still bad, even though they make it seem like it's wildly fun.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't even watch Netflix anymore. All their drug stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to buy your drugs here, Louie.
You know, I'd forgotten all about drugs till I watched Netflix. And now everything's all about drugs and drug lords and cocaine trafficking and acid trips. Like, Netflix is the devil.
I won't have it. Mm-mm. I won't.
Just send me your password and I'll make sure you don't need it anymore. I'll take that off your hands.
Yeah, right.
I'll go ahead and change that password for you so you don't have to worry about getting back in anymore.
Good thinking. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. But don't worry. I'll keep paying the bill.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's kind of what I was hoping.
Right.
What else is going on, man? Anything? I think that's a... I don't know.
You know, I tried to kill my cat last night when the storms came through. I went down to the garage and shut the garage door and went back inside. And about 30 seconds later, I heard the cat freaking out. Like, what the hell? Like, what, is he outside or something? Did I shut him out? So I go back out into the garage, and then I hear him. He's all the way in the back corner there. So I walk over there because I had to go around a bunch of stuff, and there he is sitting there. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I notice that his tail's under the garage door.
Oh, man.
I'm like, dude, and had to run across back through the garage and hit the garage door opener and free him. But he was sitting there looking at me. Oh, yeah. I'm like, dude, I am so sorry. I had no idea.
Sorry, Mr. Wiggles.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Smokey buddy. I don't know what to say. And
cats are smart, dude. Was he just testing it? He was trying to like see if he could keep his tail there in the last second and wag it out. Was he playing games?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume he was coming in from the rain, but the door was shutting, and it just the end of his tail. I mean,
just
it was
the tip. End. It was just the tip.
Yeah, just the tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels. Oh,
just the tip, too. Got caught. Oh, it stinks.
But, I mean, dude, he was absolutely 100% fine. He was perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with him. But I still felt terrible. I'm like, dude, I can't believe I shut you in the garage door. And he was looking at me like, dude, I can't believe you shut me in the garage door, you asshole. Man, sorry.
Do you have shag carpeting? Because expect a turd in it real soon.
Yeah,
he's
well.
He's definitely going to poop in your clothes.
And I don't blame him. He hates me anyway, which is kind of funny because I've saved his life. But I've saved his life about 75 times. You know, he gets in a fight with a tiger or something. I don't know. He comes home just like completely destroyed. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I got to take him to the vet. And I, you know, and then because I took him to the vet to save his life, he hates me for taking him. I'm like, never mind. I just saved stupid life, you know, and then, you know, he hates me for another 2 years, and then he gets his ass kicked by, I have no idea what, you know, an eagle or something ridiculous.
Probably a drunk fish.
It could be. I mean, I don't know.
Come here, cat.
Peaceful drunk fish.
I mean, my cat used to be badass. He would take on anything, you know. Oh, look, rhino. I'll get him. You know, and then, you know, come home just in bits. I'm like, oh, Christ. And then I got to take him to the vet and put him back together. And then he hates me for taking him. So I don't know what to tell you. I've saved his life 150 times, and, you know, he still hates me. Now he hates me more. He was like, yeah, well, I hated you before, but this time you tried to kill me. No.
Yeah, he's got a lot of resentment towards you.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. He holds a grudge.
Does he have his balls still?
No.
There you go. It's all started there.
Yep, which I took him to do.
So there's the root of the problem right there.
Found it.
Yeah.
Cat therapy. We should be
Never
cat
mind
therapy.
That I saved him from the radio station about 15 years ago. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
he was just
I found him.
Out there?
Yeah, he was in the bushes, you know, just a starving.
That's the cat,
huh?
Smokey, is that cat?
Could have been.
Okay.
I don't know which cat. You know what? I don't know. But I did. I got him. He was there on a Saturday, and I was there on a Saturday with my son. And there's this cat, you know, just a kitten at the time. And, you know, skinny as hell. I'm like, oh, my God, this cat's, like, in terrible shape. So then there's my son. Can we take him home? I'm like, hell no, we can't take him home. You know, I'm allergic to cats. Please. You know, so now I have a cat. You know, like,
That's how it works. Nice work, Dad.
I've saved his life. I forgot I even saved his life that time. That was one more time I've saved his life. It's all I do is save lives. This is what I do, you know, in my spare time. Save lives.
Yeah. Maybe you should think of it. It doesn't seem it's working out for you, though. Like, maybe you should try something new.
Yeah. No more life saving.
Yeah, maybe
y'all
don't
die.
Save the cat's life, and he'll come back around and see how grateful it needs to be to get its life saved.
Yeah. Nah, that wouldn't work for me. Then I'd just feel bad. I'm glad I saved his life, even if he hates me for it.
Fine.
It's fine.
Well, I don't hate you guys. I miss you guys, and hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Well, thank you. You do the same, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at some point in September.
Yeah, me too.
I hate both of you. Good night.